Welcome to the Get Clear with Crystal Ware podcast, the place where we get clear on our goals, own our worth, and learn to be the CEOs of our own lives. I'm your host, Crystal Ware, lawyer and former Fortune 500 corporate leader who found the confidence to say goodbye to a lucrative career and start my own business. Now I'm opening up the playbook and sharing everything I've learned to get you there faster. It may not be easy, but it will always be worth it because you are made for more. So put on your big girl pants, jump on board, and let's reach for the stars. Are you ready to get clear? Welcome back to this exceptionally special episode of Get Clear with Crystal Ware, because this is our 100th episode. Woo! Clap, 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 clap. You've got to clap for yourself, girl, because if you don't, who will? You know, there's not always somebody there. In the hard times, in the bad times, somebody might not be cheering for you. It's really easy for everyone to cheer for you when things are going great, but how about when things aren't great? So I'm going to cheer for myself. I'm super excited that I've gotten here with the 100th episode. And for that, I want to talk about consistency being the key that unlocks the door for success in almost anything you want to do. It's something that we talk about our kids with all the time. When we look at statistics, my husband works in baseball. My kids play baseball amongst all the other sports that they play. And when we look at it, it's repetition. Why do baseball players play so many games? I mean, it's more games than any other sport for the most part. And it's because that consistency in hitting primarily, also fielding and everything else you got to do, but primarily with hitting, that consistency helps drive results. And we get better and sharper the more we do things. There are so many examples of where consistency just drives what you're doing. We look at some of the best authors on earth, and they have written tons of books. They wrote many short stories before they took off and before they hit it big. I read a lot of books, fictional books, where the writers wrote a wealth of information, hundreds and hundreds, thousands and thousands of pages of novels before a series took off. And then people looked back at their older work, but it took that leverage and background and experience and hard work and all of that consistency to build up. Morgan Housel, who wrote one of my favorite financial books, he talked about how he got to where he was, how he leveraged his experience and his consistent writing to build a New York Times bestseller, The Psychology of Money. He wrote a blog about finances and money that he wrote an article on almost every day for 10 years. That is consistency that will pay off. That is consistency that builds your skill, that builds momentum. It develops discipline for you. And we need to take that consistency for anything that we want to do in life, anything that we want to be successful on, anything that we want to grow and learn and build into. We have to know that consistency is at the backbone of all of it. Okay? Why is consistency important? If we are building a brand, if we are building a relationship, if we're building a friendship, consistency is so important because it builds trust. In leadership, consistency builds trust. I once was told that the worst thing you could have in a boss is somebody that you didn't know what to expect. How are they going to react? Because that's inconsistent. If you had a boss that was a real bah humbug or an angry guy, but it was consistent, you knew what you were going to get. You knew you were going to get like an angry response or a negative pushback, because that's who they are. But when you get a smiley, happy guy, and then the next time you're like, I got a big, grouchy guy, there's no consistency there. So you don't know what to expect, which makes people lack trust and have fear around what you are doing together. Consistency also helps build confidence. They say fake it till you make it, which I agree. Sometimes you just got to jump out there. You're not going to always be an expert, but doing it consistently is where you're going to get the competence. I talked about in the last episode about how I had done so many contracts, and that gave me confidence to move forward, to know that I was an expert, to know that I was really good at this. It also builds momentum. So if you're building a business, if you're building a new partnership, if you're going into a new relationship, having consistency over the long term is going to build momentum and help you elevate yourself to new heights, to new levels. Consistency also establishes your reputation. So if you are consistent in your product, if you're consistent in your habits, if you're consistent in your personality and your demeanor and how you interact with other people at your office, it is going to build a certain kind of reputation. And that is your personal brand. And that is going to allow you new opportunities. It's going to make people want to work with you. It's going to give you more market appeal when you ask for a big raise. It's going to give you better projects, which will allow you to grow. So building up that consistency in that way in your everyday life is also important. And consistency when you're doing a physical activity is going to be just as important. So if you want to run a marathon, you need to be running consistent. You need to be consistently doing speed work. You need to be consistently doing tempo work. All of those things will consistently stair step you forward to where you want to go to hit your goals. Okay. There are many, many, many studies about how consistency pays off. It's written about over and over and over again. And for me, in doing this podcast, one of my goals was to get to 100 episodes. And people often ask me, how do you have time to do all this, Crystal? You still have a job. You are running your household. You are working on this other brand. You are mentoring women. How do you have time to do all of that? And you also have the podcast. And you know what? It's because I consistently talk to people. I consistently think through my thoughts and I implement what I'm talking about. So when it goes to me going into the podcast, whether a solo episode like this or with a guest, I don't have to do as much preparation as I might have early on, even earlier on in the podcast, because I have consistently built the skills and know where I'm going to go. I know how I'm going to do it. I have my notes and my bullets and I'm ready to go. So that consistency has built efficiencies for myself, a confidence to know that I can just turn it on and talk and go, and that I know which way I want to take a conversation and what kind of topics I want to have. Now, if I'm being really honest, it's sometimes much easier to have if I had a co-host or anything else like that, so that I had people to talk with and bounce ideas off of. But, you know, that's what I do in my interview episodes. And when I have a guest and when it's just me, I have a formula that I do that works and makes sense for me. But the importance of being consistent is really, really cannot be undervalued. It's key quality that plays a significant role in every aspect of our lives, whether it's for personal development, professional success, maintaining relationships, building a business, getting to a new height. Consistency is going to be the ingredient that leads to long-term positive outcomes in whatever that you care about. We cannot expect for things to be overnight successes. We cannot expect that we are going to automatically be great at something. We are going to get great like the Stoics and the philosophers of ancient Rome by practicing our thoughts, by consistently arguing and negotiating with other people. We hone in on how we're going to speak, and that is applied in all areas. So whether you want to achieve goals, have personal growth, you know, develop a new skill, learn to play an instrument, build trust, professional success, as I discussed, create good habits for yourself is through consistent daily activity. And when things go wrong one day, we come back to those consistent habits that we want to build. It also builds resilience and helps us overcome obstacles and setbacks because we will inevitably fall off of track
and have to pick ourselves back up. And when we've embedded ourselves in consistent behavior that will lead to the success and outcomes that we want to see, then we can get back on it. It's no different than saying that 80% of the time, I'm going to work out in some manner, whether it's a walk, a lift, a run, tennis, whatever it is. And then the other 20% of the time, I don't feel like it, or I don't get up, or something happens, or I'm tired, whatever the case may be. Same for my healthy eating habits. I love chips and queso. I love pizza. I love a good gooey, ooey cupcake. So that, you know, I'm not always perfect. Sometimes I overindulge and I feel a little blah the next morning. I go back to what my foundation is, and that is based on consistency. And I know that one setback is not going to kill me. I'm going to go and I'm going to get back on, and I'm going to get back to my habits, and I'm going to get back to the way. And that is how things grow and how our lives improve with consistency. So consistency is the key to whatever you're looking to achieve, whatever changes you're looking to make in your life, and the growth that you want to see happen. Give yourself time. We are not in a rush. It's all in God's time. If we're stressed about an outcome, it's because we're rushing it, right? It's the consistent actions over time that is going to really make the biggest difference. So whatever you are doing and whatever it is that you want to see achieved, give yourself time and space. It is consistency. We shouldn't expect much to happen or much to be different in under 6, 10, 12 weeks, okay? And for some goals and some outcomes and some things that we want to grow into, it could take 1 year. It could take multiple years. I mean, I started playing tennis 18 months ago, and I think, gosh, maybe I'll be where I want to be in 18 more months. That's 3 years of consistent playing to get to a level that I feel would be success for myself, you know? So give yourself the time, give yourself the space, and know that it's consistency. And when we build those things up over and over, then we're going to see the success that we want to see. Hopefully we'll have some micro success along the way, and that's why we need to look at short-term goals and long-term goals. But consistency is the key that's going to unlock every door for everything that you want. And you know what I love about that is because now at 40, I feel like I'm just getting into my stride. Like, I feel like the last 10 or 15 years have been the precursor of consistency that I want to see in my life to hit the levels and goals that I really want to achieve. So for me, it's like, gosh, the next 20 or 30 years are going to be amazing, maybe the best years ever. And so be focused on today and enjoying today and living life today, but keeping the consistent habits and structure and goals to build out to where you want to go. So cheers to 100 episodes. Let's go. Whatever you want to do, it's out there and waiting for you. Thank you for supporting the show. I hope you will continue to support the show. Tell your friends about it, share it, talk about it on social media so we can continue to grow. I look forward to giving you more feedback to help you be the CEO of your own life and live the life of your dreams. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you want to create a career you love, get the salary you deserve, and build the confidence to live life on your own terms, sign up for my free newsletter where you'll get actionable tips to raise your worth, build your wealth, create freedom, and create a life you absolutely love. Head over to crystalwaremedia.com to sign up or click the link in the show notes and join thousands of others making their dreams a reality. Whether you're just embarking on the journey or well on your way, the Worthful newsletter has something for you. See you next week.